Hey, if you haven't heard about WebmasterRadio.fm's mobile app for iPhone and Android, you got to listen up. This is amazing. You can now get not just CEO Coach, but every Webmaster Radio show on your mobile device. Go to iTunes to download or the Android app stores. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on our new mobile app. Hope to see you there.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. WebmasterRadio.fm presents CEO Coach. From funding to finance, set up to staffing, our CEO coaches break down the art of business development from the ground up. Now here to get you started are the experts of online business startup, management, and development, the founders of Outlines Venture Group, Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy.
Welcome to CEO Coach this wonderful Monday morning. This is Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Jillian.
Good to have you back. Let's see. We're going to talk today about what to expect when you're starting up. I think we were chatting about this a little while ago, and you were saying, well, there's all these books about what to expect when you're expecting, and it's kind of like having a baby when you've got a startup. You're bringing something to market, and the world's never seen it before. It's all terribly exciting. What would you say the first things to expect?
Well, the first thing to expect is everybody's going to tell you you're crazy.
Oh, that's a very good sign. Yeah. Right. If they're telling you, yeah, this is fine, then it's already been there, done that, skip that. But I would agree, you're crazy is a really normal response from your personal network, your spouses, your parents, your friends. Everybody's going to wonder why you left your cushy, you know, job with benefits and whatnot to go do this and spend your money. So I guess around that, maybe some of the things that I counsel CEOs is to remember that the risk tolerance that they have is not the risk tolerance that everybody else they know has, in particular with spouses. Somehow it seems that the risk tolerance is less with the spouse in almost every case. Whether it's male or female, the risk tolerance of the other one is less. And that's kind of an important issue. Being mindful of that, being gentle about that is kind of important. What are your thoughts around risk tolerance and how you manage it?
I think that the people in your life who do not have a very high risk tolerance, you need to work a bit to protect them from the risk. I think we both know of situations where we didn't tell the significant others just how bad it was at one point or another, because why make them worry?
So I'd say, yeah, there's information protection, if you will, and I do counsel that. They don't have to know everything. They don't want to know everything, and it's important to kind of check in with them and see what they do want to know. But there's other some really basics around that as well. I would say before you dig into this stuff, you know, before you get started, have that conversation. We will not mortgage the house if you have somebody with whom you own a property. I won't sell the car. Maybe somehow dividing things up and protecting properties, making sure that the company has a format in which you cannot breach that corporate veil so easily or at all, if you will, unless one does something nefarious. In which case, maybe C corporations, for example, here in the States, makes more sense early on. Usually you'd say, oh, I'm not going to be a C corp until I make money, because otherwise it's not good, right? But a C corp is a completely different thing, and it might be better than an S corp or an LLC, where you could just run right through and take away property otherwise. I say that's important. And how long are you going to do this before you kind of give up? There must be somehow a finite time frame for these folks who are uncomfortable, right? You say to your spouse, all right, I'm going to do this for 3 years, and if in 3 years I have not accomplished X, Y, and Z, then I will go back and get a job. Maybe you don't do that, but make it clear before you get started.
Wouldn't it also be a good idea to have some financial resources socked away for living, you know, to protect the people in your family?
Absolutely.
A lot of entrepreneurs start companies to give themselves a paycheck, and we all know that that actually those paychecks don't come in the beginning.
Yeah.
To have reserves in place, good financial hygiene is just having a reserve fund in place anyway.
Yeah. Keeping the business funds separate from your family funds, critical to success, critical for your bookkeeper and for the tax man and so on, all of those things, do that. It's the right thing. But at the same time, you're right. If you're going to start a business, have a few bucks stocked away beforehand if this is an entrepreneurship of opportunity. If it's an entrepreneurship of necessity, you know, you used to be a bookkeeper, you got laid off, the company went bust, and now you're just going to do this stuff on the side, well, you're kind of, yes, buying your paycheck. That's different. It is not the same risk factors involved, and you're simply trying to sell some of this stuff. So know what it is you're building and know how you have to protect the family from it. I'd say that makes really good sense. So next, your crazies. Yeah, your crazy is also a normal response from angels, venture capitalists, and banks. And that's kind of scary when you think about it. I mean, it's the sort of folks that you would expect would think that you're really brilliant. Maybe not the banks, but, you know, angel investors and VCs, you know, so on. Friends and family, yeah, we get there. They think you're nuts. But in the end, angel investors and venture capitalists don't often have the kind of risk tolerance one would expect. They don't actually have the vision one would expect. It is quite possible that they have no clue what you're up to. It's also quite possible that they're worth listening to. So some angel investors invest because, you know, you like the dog that they like or you like the wine they like and so on. We get it. There's no rigor around the investment. Get past that group. There's another one that really does have some rigor around this. They may have been in business for themselves, but their view is around their own business experience, their own startup experience. We all have our own paradigms. I would say look at the folks who do this professionally, perhaps venture capitalists, talk to them very early on. There are good reasons for doing that anyway. We could run a whole nother show about establishing relationships with venture capitalists long before you're going to need them so that they're friendly with you by the time you get there. That's a good thing. But that's not the point here. The point here is to get yourself information and viewpoints from a lot of VCs. And even if they're trashing your idea, you want to know why. It doesn't mean your whole idea is wrong. It might mean that they're bringing some insights that say, yeah, you know what, that's your Achilles heel and it is going to end your company. And you didn't hear it in the first sentence of, yeah, that's kind of not my thing, which translates to you're crazy. So what would you think around getting over the you're crazy from angels, VCs, and banks?
Well, you need to do your homework, a lot of research to validate. You need to do your competitive research, especially. Mm-hmm. I have met many, many inventors of products and ideas who say, oh, but nobody's got this. And then you say, but look right here, XYZ company and ABC company. This exists in the marketplace. And good ideas seem to flourish like mushrooms all over the world at the same time. So you need to do your competitive research and be very clear about what the unique selling proposition of your product or service, of your invention is. And you need to have the backup of the research and data so that you can say, I'm not crazy. Here are the numbers of why I see this is going to be. Here's the growing market I see that is going. This is going to serve. And to be able to come back to them and say, I'm not crazy.
I totally agree. Defend your concept with the facts and figures and then listen carefully as to why somebody thinks you aren't going to succeed if that somebody happens to be a venture capitalist or someone who does this for a living. They may see things that you don't. If you listen carefully, you can avoid them. So you're crazy from your personal network. You're crazy from VCs and angels, right? And now, how about I'm crazy?
Wow. That's the 4:30 in the morning wake up.
Yes.
Why am I doing this? This is crazy. I'm working 110 hours a week. I don't know. Aren't there 110 hours in a week?
Of course there are.
When you find yourself saying that, then it's time to hire help. Get a partner, get funding. We're going to come back to that in a minute because there's some things we want to put around that in the second section, some walls in the second segment. Review your facts and figures. Maybe it's time to pivot. Maybe you just need to reassure yourself. Mm-hmm. But when you feel your confidence waning and that I'm crazy, then it's time to stop and take a look. And possibly you just need more sleep.
It's possible. Yes, there's very simple stuff that will make your head tell you, yeah, I'm crazy, and for whatever reason, you know, it's just not good anymore. This bit about, you know, hiring help, it's possible that what you're saying is, I'm crazy like a gerbil. That's okay. In that event, yes, it's time to look for help. And if you can't afford it, sometimes you do have to share some equity, in which case you're getting a partner. Be careful of what you're giving away. Companies don't thrive on 33, 33, and 33%, you know, that kind of thing, and so on. So we get that you're going to possibly need funding to go hire help or do other things. There are all kinds of ways to look at why it is you're getting crazy. If it's time, work on that. And secondly, if it's what you think your facts and figures are showing may not be real, then it's time to go back and get your numbers. And the third thing is, of course, sometimes lack of sleep will make you physically think you can't do this or you're crazy. And then finally, this last segment one, as we wrap up, it's crazy. And if you're thinking it's crazy, I'd say, yeah, maybe your facts and figures are no longer panning out. Go back again. It's time perhaps to pivot. It's possibly time to innovate and address a different market. Maybe your market really has disappeared. Somebody got there first and several somebodies. But do remember, there's place in the market for more than one. Google is still not the only search engine. And while it may be but the behemoth on the planet, an awful lot of search engines out there are making an awful lot of money. So rethink carefully, where will you sit in your market, and what can you do about you're crazy, I'm crazy, and it's crazy. Most important takeaway, it's okay. These things about crazy, they're going to happen when you're starting up. Just know they're coming. This is Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy at CEO Coach. We'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. On demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. We're talking about being crazy. If you're an entrepreneur, yeah, you know what we're talking about. Now, seriously, there are more things around it. What we're really saying is, what do you expect when you're starting up? And the first thing is this craziness. People think that you're mad to be doing what you're doing. They don't think that your idea has any validation. And sometimes you are wondering whether or not you should have gone down this path. Just expect the uncertainties of those feelings, of those accusations, of those, you know, statements all over the place. If you expect them, then you can smile and move on. All right, so let's talk about other things to expect when you are starting up. And I guess I'd say the next thing is about the dips. You know, when you start up, it just doesn't go up all the way. There's going to be a lot of mountains there, and the valleys are sometimes much harder than the mountains are to climb. So what have you got, Anne?
Oh, man. I think the first big thing is a money dip.
Oh, gosh.
There's always a time when you're starting up a company when the cash isn't when you need it, and what are you going to do about that? And that you can have reserves, but at some point you're going to be in that cycle of having to produce more than the income you're taking in warrants. And that's just part of the growth scheme. It's part of the building scheme. And so that's where you need to think about how are you going to cover those money dips. I know a really, really bad way is to put it on a lot of credit cards. You know?
And a lot of folks do. Certainly I've done that too. If you have not saved up money on your own, if you don't have a few bucks to call your own, it's really hard to start a company. Wisdom says that you put aside a bit before you begin, at least, right? Or you get the friends and family to pony up and make that small pot, but then you treat that pot as if every dollar were the last dollar you had.
Because again, it is.
Oh, my heavens, yes. I find people, you know, heading out to, we're going to buy new laptops, and we're going to do this, and we're going to that, and yep, and then we're going to get going. And it's like, no, you know what? Your old laptop with the cracked screen is going to do just fine. So lean startup makes sense, but the money dips are more than that. At some point, the question is, what are you going to do if and when the money runs out? And having a game plan for making money in the interim is killer. It's a divider between those who, you know, make it and those who don't. It's really an important thing. What can you do along the way? Now, if you're making a product and you have a skill set that you can provide as a service, that's kind of the big thing. Service will make money in the interim to make money to build the product. We see that happening again and again. If you can do it, that's your game plan. Make sure that your game plan pans out by not giving up the service too soon. If you give it up too soon, you will not be able to pull it out of a hat, find a customer in an instant, and then go sell a project of something. The second thing is, in the event that we have to X, Y, and Z, which one of us will go out and get a job and the other one will continue while we do something else, figure that out. Right? Work that out with your partner in advance, because those things get either very close to reality or they become reality. And the survival of your company could be dependent on your ability to have a workable game plan to make money in the interim. And then, Anne, you were talking about giving away equity instead.
Well, everybody talks about getting VC funding. And I know that I've heard you say this many times, Jillian, the VC funding is the most expensive money you're going to get. We've also observed a number of entrepreneurs that we know who come out at the end of the time for the buyout, the sellout, whatever, and they find that they own a very small percentage of their company because they don't get much money for all that effort. So, they call them sharks for a reason. The VCs are there to make the best deal they can for themselves. And so no matter how desperate you are, try to avoid giving away 50% of your company for $35,000. I mean, that's crazy. I actually heard that deal proposed, and I said, that's crazy. You can't do that. At the end of the day, you know, you've got $17,500 in your company, and that doesn't make sense for all the effort you're going to put into it. So the VCs, don't you usually say, Jillian, the VC should be the last place you go?
Yes, actually, loans
and the friends and the family.
Yeah, it's the most expensive money you're going to take. You're going to pay them back with the future cash. If it's the only way to get your company going, then that's what you do. But think clearly. Do you really need to raise money from someone else? The best way to fund your own business is to sell something. And I see far too few companies doing that. Now, if you're going to build something that's a monster scalable $300 million this and that, and the infrastructure requires the other thing, it's another ball game. But I would suspect that 99,000 people here out of 99,001 who are listening to this podcast now and into eternity are not building that. Be really aware, self-aware of the size of the company you're about to build, the trajectory with which it must be built, and recognize that you can bootstrap this a lot longer than you thought. So that's our next takeaway, the money dip. Then there's confidence dips.
Oh, man.
Oh, yep.
That's 4:30 in the morning thing again.
Yep.
There are no good thoughts, by the way, at 4:30 in the morning. Just remember that.
Yes, when you get woken up with this cold sweat that says, do I really have the chops to do this? I come across this again and again with incredibly powerful, capable CEOs building really good companies in a lot of different fields. And they all run through this crisis of confidence. They wonder, do I have the chops to do this? And this is what I tell every one of them. I don't know who it was, which teacher in seventh grade told you that you didn't have the chops to do this. But that teacher is retiring on a teacher's salary, and you have built this. So when that crisis of confidence happens, it's usually not in the very early days. You're not going to feel that way when things are seriously black and there is no light at the end of the tunnel. You're going to feel it when you've kind of come up for a little bit of breath of fresh air, and now the company is beginning to take off. And then it frightens you somehow. Do I really have the skill sets to take the company to the next level, or did I just have the skill sets to bring it through the muck? And the answer is twofold. It's possible that you really do want to hire a CEO. It is far more possible that you're merely tired. It's 4:30 in the morning. And that voice in the back of the head from whoever it was who didn't believe that you had the chops to do this is talking to you. Be careful of that. Take a break. Maybe you take a 3-week holiday, whatever it is. It usually is about exhaustion and burnout rather than a real crisis of confidence that needs to be addressed. But remember what you have built. Look around you to make sure that your employees, your staff, your senior staff is being put in place and has the answers to those questions to which you have none. You don't have to know all the answers. You just have to know who to ask. So make sure you have a good team and get past it. Again, remembering that it's going to happen is going to help you get over this one. Next one, market dips.
Oh, my goodness. I think in my career, I have lived through 3 tech crashes, including the big one a few years back, which was a general economy crash. And I have watched companies come and go and not survive those various tech crashes. Yeah. And it happens. It does happen. The market can dip. And it's out of your control, and it's not your fault. But how do you stay? How do you stay in control when it's out of your control?
Right.
I guess that's the question.
Major market dips could be the following. One, it could be a big crash like 2001 or 2008. Right. 2001 was a tech crash. If you weren't in that industry, it didn't really affect you. But 2008 was major. Avoiding things where you absolutely have no control over the space is what we call that market dip. It could mean that somebody else has shown up in your market space, and now you know half your customers are going to be using the other guy. Well, that's pretty major, and you're going to have to reassess your finances and to reassess your projections and all of those kinds of things. But in those cases, I stay full steam ahead. Right, and the reason is that there's space for more than one on the planet, and there are space for many to make a profit in this. Just because somebody's gotten there doesn't mean you go away. And so a market dip is something over which you have no control, but you certainly must pay attention. What I'm saying here is make sure that you are looking for those kinds of market dips, that you stay abreast of your industry, you avoid the myopia of building in the darkness. If you are the wizard and you're all about the product, make sure somebody else is by your side and they're the business person, the implementer, and they are out there doing this kind of research to see what else is going on. It's not just about competition. It's about the general finances of the world. It's about emerging markets where there are people with more or less money, all of those kinds of things make a difference to whatever the heck it is you're building. Keep your eyes open or make sure someone beside you is doing so. This is Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy at CEO Coach. We'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Welcome to the Cyber Law and Business Report, your home for the latest on internet law and policy. From Capitol Hill to the White House, the courthouse to the State House, the FTC to the State Attorney General, the Cyber Law and Business Report, on demand, anytime, inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. We're talking about what to expect when you're building your startup. When you're starting up, there's all kinds of stuff that's about to face you down the road. A lot of them just blindside you. We're saying, don't get blindsided. Know that this is not something that just you are experiencing. And when you experience it, it'll help you get over it. So let's wrap up here. What are the takeaways, Anne?
Well, like any good scout, be prepared. Be prepared financially. Be prepared with your research, with your forecasts. Be prepared.
Absolutely. A kind of be prepared emotionally. There's no way to be prepared for the emotional blindness inside of, oh my God, I can't do this, or my partner split, or somebody went nuts, or who knows what. There's no preparation kind of thing, except to know that you don't walk this path alone, that these are even common paths in startup. There's a lot of hurdles out there. Go seek some folks who have been there before. The second one, just
expect bumps. There are always going to be bumps in the road. There are always going to be valleys between the mountains. That's how mountains get to be.
That makes good sense. And yes, I would say the valleys are harder to do than the mountains. So know that while you aren't likely to feel, if you will, a personal crisis going on and so on as you're building your product, and certainly building it is climbing a mountain to get to all of the iterations, to get to a minimum viable product, to improve it and innovate and so on. Those are one things. That's not where you're going to find the difficulties. There'll be bumps in the road. I don't know, code won't work or something didn't launch on time. That's the little stuff. It's the valleys. It's that slide down that is usually accompanied by this emotional gut, this pit in the middle of the stomach that says, I cannot solve this one. And what we're saying is expect that to happen and know that it is solvable because others have done so. You can find out how other companies do so by doing research online, literally public case studies. You can do that by maintaining connection with other entrepreneurs, not just at your own stage, but preferably those who are one step ahead. And again, make sure that you have connections with folks who have had a lot of experience doing this, those who would be, for example, venture capitalists, who will give you some wisdom around what it is that you might be facing today, even when you're not asking them for money.
You might say you want to establish a support group.
Yes, essentially yes. You can call us. We'll start there and we'll tell you who's out there. Seriously, key performance indicators. Those would be really important too. When you're in a ship that is just all over the place, a really strong keel is a good idea, right? An even keel. Hold the course. And in that case, you're going to have to establish some key performance indicators that tell you what to track and stop tracking the silly stuff. It's not that it's entirely silly to not to track things like, how many social media fans do you have? But how about you track something as a CEO that says, last week my minimum viable product was at X stage. Has it improved X plus 7 days, right? Figure out what that 7 days would look like, put a dot onto your form, and then say, have these tasks been accomplished? And if they haven't, that is your highest and best purpose. So tracking what's important, establishing key performance indicators, expecting to be bumped, that you're going to have bumps in the road, right? And certainly being prepared in advance. Those are the kinds of things that will help you get through those early days the startup. This is Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy at CEO Coach. You can download these shows through Webmaster Radio, through iTunes, through iHeartRadio, and through our mobile Android and Apple apps. We hope you'll stop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. Again, CEO Coach Podcast. Hit the like button so we know you're out there. Doesn't mean anything else, as we've just pointed out, but do put in some questions. We'll check it. And we'll answer those questions here on CEO Coach for you. Till next week, this is Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.